But now...
He was being a bum, sitting on the couch doing nothing.
She calls him a freeloader.
Why would I give him money? Just because. Why would I do that?
He was going to be taking care of your kids part-time.
No.
Don't give me no.
Judge Judy.
It didn't work out. It's not a contract. It's not a loan.
No.
Yeah.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Karina Robinson is suing her ex-boyfriend, Eric Hamilton, for a loan to put a down payment on a car. Eric claims the money in question was payment for babysitting.
Order. All rise.
Yes, case number 128 on the calendar, the matter of Robinson versus Hamilton.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Parr has been sworn in. You may be seated.
Ms. Robinson, the defendant is your ex-boyfriend. You used to live together. You have children. It is your claim that he should repay you for the down payment that you put down on his car while you were living together.
Correct.
And Mr. Hamilton said at the time that you did, in fact, put the down payment on the car. You were a couple. There was never any discussion of repayment. He was using the car for certain family outings to pick up your children from school. In any event, that there was never a contract between the two of you to repay you for that down payment. Is that correct, Mr. Hamilton?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. Ms. Robinson, I have several questions for you. How long did you and Mr. Hamilton live together?
From November 2010 till February 2011.
And how long did you know each other before Mr. Hamilton moved into your home? I assume he moved into your home.
For about 10 years.
How did you know each other?
We met when we were 18.
So this was a reconnect?
Correct.
After you had married and had children?
Correct.
Now, what kind of car were you driving in November of 2010?
I was driving a Nissan Armada.
What year?
2008.
And what kind of car was Mr. Hamilton driving?
He was driving a Nissan Maxima.
What year?
Like a 98, 2000-ish.
Is that right?
It was a 96.
Okay. How many children do you have, Ms. Robinson?
I have two.
How old?
I have a 3 and a 2-year-old.
Okay. How many times, Mr. Hamilton, between, let us say, November of 2010 until February 2011, how many times did you pick up Ms. Robinson's children from school?
Never picked them up from school. We had an issue with that. I'm not the kid's father, so I was afraid that it wouldn't be appropriate if I picked them up from school. I didn't feel like the daycare would let me take the kids. But that was part of what we had discussed.
Did you ever take them to school?
No. Took them to the grocery store a couple of times, but no, I never took them
to school. So you didn't regularly take the children to and from school?
No.
Did you and Ms. Robinson have a discussion with regard to daycare and the children?
Yes.
When was that?
Probably mid-December of 2010. And the conversation was basically structured around she wanted to take the kids down to halftime at daycare because it was too expensive for her. I was working at the time and I had a little bit more flexibility with her job. She just transferred.
What kind of work were you doing?
I was a manager of basically we sold internet and satellite TV.
And what kind of hours did you have?
I was the manager of the store, so I worked about 36 hours a week, but I was able to dictate my schedule because I was the manager.
You were on salary?
Yes, I was.
And what was your salary?
Salary was about $2,000 a month.
And what about you, Ms. Robinson? What kind of work were you doing?
I work for a cell phone company.
How much do you earn?
Between $3,000 and $5,000 a month.
So it was clear that you earned substantially more than the defendant?
Correct.
Do you remember having the conversation with him with regard to his moderating his hours so that you could reduce daycare for the children?
Correct, and that was actually in January after he lost his job.
In January?
After he lost his job, correct.
That he would do childcare?
Correct. The agreement was, we were talking about, he wanted to go back into doing personal training. So I agreed that maybe if I take the kids to daycare from 8 to 1. He does whatever he needs to do throughout the day, get his errands run, and he can pick the kids up for me, and I only have to pay for half the daycare instead of paying a full week to save me money.
And is that what you agreed to with
him? Correct.
And in what month did Mr. Hamilton purchase the car?
January.
After you had this discussion, because you certainly wouldn't have loaned him money to buy a car when he just lost his job.
Correct.
So it was after you had this discussion about how the family was going to function. He would do whatever he could from 9 to 1, whether it be personal training or anything else, And then he would pick the children up from school and bring them home, and do whatever you're doing with the children, so that your daycare costs would be cut in half.
Correct.
Because you were planning on a life together. That's what your routine was going to be. You wouldn't do that to your children, right?
Correct.
Take them out of daycare full day, put them in half day, introduce this man into their lives as part of their lives if you weren't planning on spending your life together.
Correct.
And racers are on pencils for a reason. That happened to you once before, but you'd known him 10 years.
Correct.
Now you can try to convince me that there was a contract to pay you back for the down payment on the car.
Okay.
Go.
Okay. At that time, I was not working weekends. I had weekends off, so I was able to watch my kids.
Get me to the contract to give
okay.
me back
Okay, so the
money.
Contract was that in January, I would help him put a loan on a car so he'll have a car to drive. So if he needed to pick up my kids from daycare, which he never did, they would be able to pick up my kids.
Okay, that's your story.
That's some of it?
That's just, go ahead, okay. Finish the rest of it.
So he said he would pay me $200 a month with the car loan. He said he'll pay me $200 a month. He's a man of his word. He's going to stick to it. He's going to help me out as much as possible. So I thought that's what he was going to do. That's what I expected him to do, be a man of his word.
Okay, couple of points. We bought the car January 1st. I lost my job on January 11th. Karina makes, from paycheck stubs, Karina makes $70,000.
All I want to know, Mr. Hamilton, is that you make a contract with her to pay her back for the down payment on the car.
No, I did not.
I don't think you did either.
What I did agree to was that I would watch the kids. That was the agreement. Mm-hmm. Our specific agreement was, word for word, was we don't want to do what we did 10 years ago and get into this I owe you money, you owe me money thing. It was completely, I watch the kids, she puts a down payment on the car. That's it. I had a car. My car was fine. It ran, it run. If I was on my own, it would have been fine. It's just, I have the pictures here if you want to see it. The car wasn't suitable to have children in. I didn't pick the kids up from daycare because her kids were still getting used to me. So me walking into the daycare to pick up the kids would have been terrible.
Can I say something?
Mm-hmm.
He was helping me watch the kids because he wasn't paying any rent, any utilities, nothing like that. He was being a bum, sitting on the couch doing nothing. So, of course, watching the kids.
If he was being just a second.
That's why he left, and that's why I told him to leave.
If he was being a bum, was he being a bum in November?
November, he started helping out. He was helping out in November.
What about December? Ms. Robinson, was he being a bum in December?
He started being a bum. He started
just
going downhill.
Started being a bum in December.
Right.
So in January, you gave him money.
To help him, yes. And to help
Ms. Robinson, it didn't work out. It's not a contract. It's not a loan.
No.
Yeah. Let me just tell you what you just told me. You told me he was being a bum, hanging around, not doing anything, not helping me out. So I said, well, you're going to be a bum, you're going to hang around, that you might as well watch the children. That's what you're telling me, that you want me to believe now. But what you told me was, well, he wasn't really a bum in November, but he started to be a bum in December. So in January, I gave him money. That's what you just told me.
Because he offered to help me with the kids because I got a new shift at my job. I'm a single mother. Why would I give a man that has no kids, why would I give him money? Just because. Why would I do that? And that's why I'm here today.
First of all, my job is not to answer your questions.
Right.
Your responsibility is, if you make a contract, Ms. Robinson, with someone, and it's a written contract that makes it easy for courts.
Right.
If what you're alleging is an oral arrangement, that means that I have to believe the story, the common sense part of that story. And the common sense part of your story, that a man with whom you were planning on building a life, despite the fact that you say that he was becoming a bum in December, you made arrangements for this bum to take care of your children and at the same time gave him money, despite the fact he had a car, for a different car. And there was a contract that existed between the two of you. You want me to believe that he was going to pay you back, despite the fact that he was a bum.
Right.
It's according to you.
Right.
A bum and not going to be working full time because he was going to be taking care of your kids part time.
No.
That he was going to, no. Don't give me no. That he was going to give you back $200 a month plus paying off the car loan when he had no job. He was a bum hanging around and doing nothing. So, Ms. Robinson, it doesn't make sense. And if it doesn't make sense, Ms. Robinson, it's not true.
No, I have text messages written out. And we had agreements that he was going to pay me $200 a month when he started his new job.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today,
The condition was when I moved in with him that I maintained the house and I would clean up after all of his different events and
stuff. You lived with him rent-free, right?
Yes,
ma'am. After you started paying him rent, did you start being a slob?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Karina Robinson says ex-boyfriend Eric Hamilton owes for a loan to buy a car.
Listen to me. First of all, I'm not even going to read that. I'm not even going to read it. Now, first, you just said to me 2 minutes ago, our agreement was that he was going to watch the children so that I could take on a new shift at work. Then you say to me, he was supposed to start paying me back $200 a month when he got a job.
This is in February. He told me this.
Your Honor.
No, just a second. So you mean after you put the money down on the new car, after he told you he would start to give you back money?
That's what we were talking about.
No. I'm talking about you make a contract at the time that you,
yes,
you
correct.
Do the exchange.
Correct.
So you didn't make the contract at the time you did
we
the
did.
Exchange of money.
We did.
What was the contract?
The contract was $200 a month, and he
you just
reset
told me?
It. He reset it in February.
Ms. Robinson,
and then he said
I don't believe you. Case is dismissed.
Serious?
Please, excuse me. Step out.
Well, for one, she's still married.
He's lying to everyone's face.
She's married. She has a husband.
Everyone knows that, and he knows it.
And she was texting another guy when we were on vacation in Hawaii.
He is a user.
Honestly, I'm just ready to just move on with my life.
All he does is use, and I was trying to help him out, and he's using people.
I'm good. I got two good jobs. I'm doing well.
Done. No, I'm done.
Not a bum.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Munoz versus La. Step forward.
Clarissa Munoz is suing her former friend, Peter La, for the return of property and punitive damages for pain and suffering.
Ms. Munoz, I've read your complaint, and according to what I've read, the defendant was a very good friend of yours who allowed you during a time when you were homeless, had no money, and no place to live, to come and live with him rent-free for a period of time. So far, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am, for a short duration. Yes, ma'am.
Well, it wasn't a short duration. How many months did you live with him rent-free?
I lived with him rent-free 3 months.
Well, that's a long time.
Well,
so he must have been a good friend.
Not only was it rent-free, there was exchange involved. The condition was when I moved in with him in July 2010 was that I maintained the house, I cooked and I cleaned, and that I would do the yard work, I would do the garbage, and I would clean up after, you know, all of his different events and
you
stuff.
You lived with him rent-free, right?
Yes,
after
ma'am.
You started paying him rent, did you start being a slob?
No.
Did you still keep up your end of the house?
Yes.
All right. So you lived with him rent-free because you had no job and had no place to live.
Right.
Then there was an incident, I don't really care what it was, after you had already started to pay rent, because after 3 months she did start to pay rent because she got a job, correct?
Yes, she actually lived with me for rent-free for 6 months.
From when to when?
From April 2010 to September. Then she started paying rent in October.
So April, May, June, July, August, and September rent-free?
Yes.
Started to pay rent in October?
Yes.
Your Honor, what? I have proof stating that I was living in New Mexico and those
when?
Months.
Let me see.
Oh, well, I don't have them here, but I mean.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You went there with a police officer. Where have you been with regard to
filing
the lawsuit?
I've been in depth with them now.
Well, show me.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Clarissa Munoz says former friend and roommate Peter La won't return her belongings after he kicked her out of her home.
All right, Ms. Munoz, let's cut to the chase. At a certain time, the defendant changed the locks and put you out of the house. And you claim that he has certain property and that you weren't able to get. That's what your lawsuit is about. You also want the pain and suffering that you suffered because he put you out of the house. I'm not entertaining that. I want to know what property you say that he has that belongs to you.
The property that is missing is various items such as...
No, listen to me. I don't want to hear various items. You went there, I assume, because that's what Mr. Law says, with a police officer. Is that correct?
Yes, Your Honor. May I also...
Now you're going to tell me on what date you collected the items with a police officer.
It was February 13th, 2011, is when
you collected them with a police officer?
Yes, Your Honor.
And when did you realize that certain items were missing?
I noticed them immediately. I've been working.
Just a second.
Yes, ma'am.
So you noticed them immediately.
Mm-hmm.
When for the first time did you complain by filing a lawsuit or making a complaint to the police that there were items missing?
On February 13th, 2011.
Show me. Thank you.
It's the bottom portion.
No, you didn't complain here anywhere, unless I'm missing it.
The thing that, is, I'm sorry.
I said, when did you complain to the police that there were items missing?
It was on that day, and they just told me to itemize it.
Just a second. Just show me where you say that, that there were items missing. Police says that they'll meet you there, going there. Police officer responded. Show me anywhere that it says that there were items missing.
It's not stated on
there. Well, that's what I said. So listen to me carefully, Ms. Munoz. When for the first time did you complain that there were items missing?
I complained on that day.
All right. So that was February 13th.
Yes.
Now we're in June.
Right.
Where have you been for 5 months?
I rented my own apartment.
Where have you been with regard to complaining to the police?
Oh, I've been in depths with them now.
Well, show me.
They were supposed to be subpoenaed, but the chief wouldn't let them leave the county to come here.
I don't know that at all.
I mean, I don't both know that of them, detective and an officer.
Ms. Munoz, if I don't see it in an incident report, it doesn't exist. Now, you're suing him for $5,000. I want to know what it is that you say is $5,000 in merchandise.
Okay. It's not just for the merchandise. It's for the fact of what I went through when he changed the locks. It's the hotel.
Merchandise. It's not going to happen. The hotel's not going to happen. Your pain and suffering is not going to happen. I mean, if what you're suing for is pain and suffering, and what you're doing for is because he changed the locks, and what you're suing for is because you had to go to a hotel, all of those things, I'm not hearing.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, I just want to know what items you say are missing.
Makeup, handbags, wallets, lamp, contacts, flat iron, blow dryer, hair products, pots and pans, clothes, shoes, and a couple of covers. Your Honor, may I say something, please? It's not necessarily the missing items. It's the fact that he changed the locks on me.
I understand.
It's the fact that he sent me a text on the 3rd asking me for the rent. The rent was not even past due. It was due on that day. I explained to him that I was dealing with a death in my family. He sent me a text stating that that was no excuse for not paying my rent on time.
Ms. Munoz, clearly something happened, and I'm not really interested. You were his roommate.
Right.
Right. He actually took you in because he liked you, let you live with him for free for at least 3 months, probably closer to 6. Clearly, something happened that made it so unpleasant that this good friend of yours who let you... How much rent are you paying now?
$925.
A month?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you lived with him for 4 months rent-free. That's almost $5,000 that you got free rent. When you lived with him and were not paying any rent, did you pay utilities? Did you pay gas, electric, cable, water, anything? Or did he allow you to live totally rent-free?
In exchange for work.
Ms. Munoz, you working now?
Yes, ma'am.
You're paying your rent?
Yes, ma'am.
Goodbye. Case is dismissed.
Please are excused. You may step out. Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy...
I let her live rent-free.
Told nothing but lies, honestly.
And put up with all her and her problems.
He didn't tell the whole truth.
I mean, I've been very generous.
As far as what I did for him in exchange.
And, you know, she's taken advantage of me.
It's done. Everything is done.
All I did is all for her.
I will never, ever have anything to say to either one of them.
If she's not satisfied with it, that's her problem. That's not mine.